Buddy, just got back to New York. Just did my radio gig. And now I'm hopping on to talk to you fine folks. Aaron Nagler, Cheesehead TV, coming to you live from New York City, where it turned, who turned on the humidity in New York while I was gone? Man, it is gross out in New York City. But I wanted to jump on and talk some Packers, even though the Packers have their day off today. We take no days off here at Cheesehead TV. And you know where else they don't take days off? Festival Foods. You want fresh deals? Because I know you do. Festival Foods makes it easy. With their weekly ad, you can browse new sale items and coupons by picking up the ad in stores or viewing it online. And when you're ready to check out, have an associate scan the ad. All the coupons will be applied so you can say goodbye to cutting out coupons. Check out Festival Foods weekly ad every Wednesday for new deals at festfoods.com/weekly ad. That's festfoods.com/weekly ad. What's up to everybody in the comments section? Good to see you. What up, Nagler from Dallas? What's up from New York? Odell would be fun, but I don't think Goody would get him. I put a maybe on that one on Twitter, buddy. I don't know what else to tell you. I always say that's what my feeling around how I feel the Packers would operate slash approach it. And I got to say, my feeling is Goody would make the call. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to pull the trigger outright, but I would not be surprised whatsoever if he called some of his old pals there out in Green Bay East and had a conversation about acquiring one Mr. Odell Beckham Jr. this offseason. But that's a long way away. Is Corey handling Willie Davis not being on the All 100 team okay? Overshadow, I haven't brought it up because I don't want an explosion to happen near me, but I'm sure he'll have some thoughts on it. Do you think there's a reason Rodgers doesn't see what he's doing wrong? Does he have a blind spot for that? Well, George is how he's played forever, right? The holding onto the ball, trying to not force things downfield because he doesn't force it, but trying to find things downfield. That's how he's always been. You know, he won a lot of games with it. And as frustrating as it can be to watch at times, and it certainly is, you know, it has garnered him quite a bit in this league. So as much as I break down the tape and I talk about, you know, oh God, just hit the check down. He's never been a guy to hit the check down. It's just, I understand he's not going to change. It's just frustrating. And I like to explain why I'm frustrated to people. Damn, I'm late. Not too late, Tony. One thing that goes untalked about is the change in assistant coaches and riskier thing. Katie, I don't know what that last part means. But, yeah, there absolutely has been a change in assistant coaches for the most part. Any word on King? Healthy for the Bears. David, we won't get our first inkling on health until tomorrow. They'll hit the practice field tomorrow afternoon. Tuesday is the off day. We'll get our first injury report at the end of the day Wednesday. How great is it to have Amos shore up the safety position? Matt, I love having Amos back there. Having competent safety play in Green Bay, something we have not had in quite a while, is just lovely to see. What do you feel we need to add on defense to be elite next season? A much better inside linebacker. You guys know I like Blake. I think he's playing way above his draft stock, but that's the improvement that needs to get made. I think that's pretty clear. Zach, thank you for the super chat. You said maybe on Twitter, what are your thoughts on OBJ? Zach, I talked about just a little bit about it a little second ago, but to expand a little bit, look, Gutekunst said he's going to be in every conversation, right? And he made the swing for Khalil Mack, who obviously doesn't have the off-field issues and perceptions that OBJ does. But Mack is a premier generational talent, much like OBJ is. Whether you know, enjoy his off-field stuff or not, whether you think he's a problem in the locker room or whatever, whether you look at what he has done or has not done in Cleveland, the guy is still a field tilter, an absolute problem for every defensive coordinator each and every week, a very rare talent. And when those come available, my guess is Brian Gutekunst will make the call to see, hey, what are you looking for? Could we pry him loose? Because look, again, Cleveland's not just going to give him away if they are even going to move him, because they probably won't. But you never know, and it sure as hell doesn't hurt to make that call. Flip the switch. Eric, We'll see. I mean, after 2 weeks of kind of bumbling and fumbling and mumbling around there on offense against two really kind of pedestrian defenses, can the Packers just flip the switch on offense? I've seen a lot of, well, you know, maybe they're just saving stuff for the stretch run, you know? Maybe they're just saving stuff. You don't save stuff in the NFL generally. Maybe a play or a concept that you haven't run all year that you save for the playoffs, something along those lines. But you don't just save a bunch of stuff, like a whole separate playbook for, okay, now it's like that kid who gets beat in the playground and then goes, okay, well, now I'm going to play for real. Like, that ain't how it works. So, I, you know, can they just become more efficient? I hope so, but I tell you what, this is a bad week to try and do so. The Bears are legit on the defensive side of the ball. Packers are going to have their work cut out for them. You know, and you don't have to look any further than week one. Packers looked absolutely downright embarrassing on offense against this defense. So we'll see. I'll tell you what, though. Roquan Smith and Akeem Hicks being out, that's huge for the Pack. That definitely helps. Why won't Rodgers throw on time, or is that not much of an issue as I think? It is and it isn't. I mean, it's frustrating to watch when he isn't playing within the flow of the offense, isn't playing in rhythm. But he also makes plays when he doesn't do that. You know, now, obviously, this past week, he didn't make as many plays as you would hope. But it's not like we haven't seen it happen. It's not like we haven't seen him get hot doing that. So is it a problem? I mean, in so much that they're not losing games because of it, so it's hard to say it's a quote-unquote problem, right? But it's frustrating to watch, no doubt. Mark, 1987, thank you for the super chat. Looking at the Bears, what worries you about this new surge they are on, and what weaknesses do you hope we can exploit? To me, it's all about being aggressive on first down on defense. I think you cannot let Mitch Trubisky get comfortable. You saw the Cowboys really allowed him to kind of run all over the place. They were not ready for his legs whatsoever. And he's actually been throwing the ball much better than he was earlier in the year. But to me, it's all about bringing pressure on early downs, not allowing him to sit back there and get comfortable in any way, shape, or form. And on the flip side, I mentioned, you know, Hicks being out. That is huge. Because he is a major problem and absolutely blew most everything they tried to do between the tackles, blew it up in week one. I think you got to run the football against this team, and it's going to be slow going. It's going to be hard. The worst thing you could possibly do is try and throw it around the yard. As tempting as it might be, I just think you got to run the football against this team. Make it as – if you got to make it ugly, make it ugly. But this is not a game you want Rodgers dropping back a bunch of times. And look, I thought LaFleur, and he said he wished he had committed even more to the run. I thought he did a pretty damn good job against Washington sticking with the run throughout the game. But this is a game that's going to test you because, you know, we all know you can't get behind the sticks against any team, but against the Bears particularly. You don't want Mac and company pinning their ears back and trying to get after Rodgers. Being at home certainly helps. You'll be able to work the snap count a little bit. But got to run the football, A number one. Do we see more Sternberger this week? I tend to think so. I mean, I think we'll see both more Sternberger and Tanyan, actually. Joshua, thanks for the super chat. 10-3, baby. I'll drink to that. People, please remember, first-year head coach, new offense, and we're 10-3. Love you. Carry the G. Go Pack, go. Joshua, I agree and echo all those sentiments, but I would also add, there's nothing wrong with expectation. There's nothing wrong with looking at a 10-3 team and saying, you know what? As the last 2 years have taught us, these years don't come around every year. This isn't the norm. You gotta seize the moment and root for them to go all the way, right? Otherwise, what are we doing here? Win the lottery or punt return for a touchdown. Equal odds? I think there are much better odds for a punt return for a touchdown. Why does Aaron seem to not like Jace Sternberger? Is it because of such buddies with Lewis and Graham? No, I think you're perhaps creating that perception from snippets that don't really mean much. But he's not familiar with him. He didn't run with him a lot during training camp at all, or the offseason that much. Sternberger just didn't work with the ones a whole lot. They just don't have much of a rapport. They don't know each other very well, and that's expected. He's a rookie. But, hey, he tried to hit him in the end zone. You know, going back across his body that last game. And I don't think it's going to affect their, you know, anything they try to do on the field. But yeah, he's young and Rodgers is old and they got to get to know each other. Nothing wrong with that. Can we afford OBJ? Four question marks. Salary cap. There is a salary cap. And as Ian Rappaport just reported, it's going up yet again. Don't worry about the salary cap. Next, where can we get tickets to watch Tyler Irvin? I would suggest going to cheeseheadtv.com and checking out Ticket King. They've been around since 1992. They're physically located across from Lambeau Field. But if you're not in Green Bay, go to cheeseheadtv.com. Click on the link to Ticket King. They have all your Packer ticket needs taken care of, whether it's a home game like this next one or any of the away games or possible playoff games. Ticket King at cheeseheadtv.com. With will Valdir be active this week, and is he replacing Alex Light if Bulaga goes down? Michael, that's a lot of ifs. We'll see. He was activated to the 53-man roster. I got to think they're doing so because they're going to put him up. And most likely, yes, he would probably be up in front of Alex Light. That's just guesswork on my part, though. Did Jamon Moore catch on anywhere? Oh, there's a bad joke to be made there. I don't believe so. I think he was on the Browns practice squad, last I knew. Not sure. Could Rodgers be, quote, playing poorly, just good enough to win and unleash a hellstorm in the playoffs? Sure. I'd like it to happen before then, though. Aaron, what does Rodgers' cadence? Does he say set hut right when he goes to the line? Then he says green 19. I don't know if it's set hut. I just love how he goes green 19 when he's trying to pull guys off sides. What NFC teams are good matchups in the playoffs? None of them really. I mean, if you can get them in Lambeau, that'd be great. But traveling to any of these places is not on my wish list. Let's put it that way. Oh, no, what happened there? Come on, man. Ooh, there we go. What's wrong with Ryan Grant? Nothing. They just like the other guys better. They know the offense, and they've been working with the quarterback since spring. He is simply there as a emergency backup. Jimmy would have run for 10 more yards if the turf monster wouldn't have gotten him. Am I right? Yeah, maybe a little more. Aaron isn't playing bad. He's still the best quarterback in the North by miles. I agree with the second part. Fat Girl has played really well the second half of the season. Sacks might not be there, but consistently getting pressure. Hated that offsides penalty on Sunday, but I agree with you. I think he's been playing really solid ball, and you're right. It's not showing up on the stat sheet, but the tape has been good. I very much agree there. Is Gmo really better than Grant in this offense? Probably. They trust him more anyway. Allison needs to be benched. Well, I don't know about benched, but I think Kumerow should be taking those snaps, definitely. I'm really just enjoying the ride this year. I think we take winning and Rodgers for granted, and we don't know how much longer we will have 12. Sensible enough. Tim, go Pack, go. Thanks for the super chat. Packers 20-15, 49ers 9-0, Vikings 19-19 versus Skins. Pattern of decent D, Vikings not judged the same. Look at their year. They've beat no good teams. Go Pack. I mean, there's something to that. But again, as I always say, whenever anybody points out teams the Packers have played or not played, you can only play the teams on the schedule. You know, and yes, you can say like, okay, they haven't beat a team with a winning record or they haven't beat a team that made the playoffs last year, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, when they lace them up on Sundays, none of that matters. Ask the Saints when they lost to the Falcons. Ask the Eagles when they lost to Atlanta. You know, it's like, it's yes, there's something to it as far as level of competition, et cetera. But you can only play the people across the line from you. And that's all that matters. True or not, OBJ wants to play with Rodgers, according to Skip Bayless a few days ago. Angel, I don't know. Call OBJ and find out. Next, do we need offensive line or wide receiver in round one of 2020? I mean, it's way too early to be pigeonholing position groups, but I will be very surprised if they don't take a wide receiver in one of the first three rounds in the next draft. Nags, have you seen the whole Patriots situation? I mean, I like what Mina Kimes said. It's the third act in the Patriots trilogy of cheating. I mean, who knows? You know, this is just a story because it's the Patriots. But then again, why the hell are you filming 8 minutes of the Bengals sideline? And then for all the people who say, well, you know, they don't need an advantage against the Bengals. Are you new here? The original Spygate, they were filming the craptastic New York Jets. This is a team that uses every morsel of information at its disposal, and it can gather information on everything on that sideline, not just the team that is playing, but the coaches, the players who will maybe one day go on to other places. You know, it's like, this is information gathering. This is what they do. And then I also love the Patriots putting out that statement saying this is an independent organization or independent operation. Yeah, like Ethan Hunt is independent of the U.S. government and disavowed for all of his activities in Mission Impossible. Whole thing stinks to high heaven. And I don't know, Patriots backers, and they're going to have their freaking people are going to, oh, this is ridiculous and blah, blah, blah. Really? Because been a whole lot of smoke around this for a good number of years now. It always seems to be the same organization. It's funny how that works. Anyway. Have you asked Aaron Rodgers to do a phone interview about a billion times? Maybe one day. Baby Yoda is freaking awesome. Mark, I very much agree. How long till will it take for LaFleur to have players he wants on the roster? Oh, I think he's a good way there already. But I don't doubt he could use a little bit of an infusion on both sides of the ball of guys that maybe he are, you know, in his mold, so to speak. But, you know, ultimately, that's Gutekunst's job, and he's got to work with what Goody gives him. Let's see. Mike Witt, thanks for the super chat. I heard Nitschke didn't make the top 100. What a joke. Here's my thing on the top 100. Bill Belichick and Ron Wolf are both involved. So I'm not going to get upset about anything. Are there things I would quibble with, things I would say, you know, I can't understand why that guy's on there or not on there, etc.? Yeah, sure. Charles Woodson isn't on there. What? But far be it from me to get upset about something put together by the likes of Bill Belichick and Ron Wolf. Sorry. I just can't get upset about any of it. Mandalorian score is fabulous. It really is. I mean, dude, at the end of every episode when it hits that, da-dum, 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 oh, so good. Trade for OBJ. Well, they can't now. The trade deadline has passed, but maybe this offseason. Never know. Hey, Aaron, any thoughts on the McCarthy interview with NFL Network? Yeah, Chad, I thought it was fantastic. I loved Tom Pelissero really diving into it with Mike. Sure sounds like Mike is ready to get back into coaching, and you got to think he's ready to probably move his family out of Green Bay. I really hope he gets another gig. I really hope it's in either Dallas or Carolina. I think both of those places would fit him really well. How close do you think Pettine is to having his defense on the field personnel-wise? You can't really complain. He got a bunch of reinforcements this offseason. I think he could probably use another inside backer. I don't think that's any mystery. But outside of that, there's not much of an excuse. Is it bad that every time I see our 100 seasons logo or anything related to it, I get PTSD since it always reminds me of last season? I think that's entirely appropriate. Am I wrong for wanting us to play the Saints in New Orleans rather than travel to the West Coast? I don't know if you're wrong, but I think you're crazy. Raven Green this week? I doubt it, Oz. Maybe we'll get an announcement later this week, but I have heard absolutely nothing about it. Is the whole having a, quote, identity just another term for being consistent? Seems like a buzzword. That's a really good point, Doug. I do think the identity part is kind of overplayed. It is a media narrative more than anything else. You would like a team that has a few core principles / concepts that they could lean on, that they know are kind of like their bread and butter, that they work more often than not, blah, 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 blah. I don't know what that is for this Packers team, you know? But that said, they've been incredibly productive. I mean, I think Aaron Jones is the one answer there, right? But outside of that, as far as like what they lean on conceptually, I would struggle to come up with it, you know? Now, is it necessary to have that? I don't know. But we've been used to that for a long time in Green Bay, at least. So I understand it's a very different way of approaching offense. But yeah, I think identity is probably a bit over, the need for an identity is a bit overblown. I'm only seeing Akeem Hicks returning this week. Where are you seeing that he's not? Oh, I read it yesterday that he was not, most likely not going to, but I guess it looks like he is going to play this week. There you go. Let's bribe AR for an interview. Nah. Your thought on the Bears running back? Oh, you're talking about Montgomery? Yes, he's great. He just needs more carries. I love that kid. Seemed like the heavy run package they ran early works well. Why did they get away from it? Well, because you can't just run the same stuff out there every series or else the defense will adjust and take it away. I do think they need to stick with the condensed formation stuff with the two backs. But, you know, again, you can't A, be predictable, and B, you got to vary stuff up a little bit. I do think they get to the spread stuff a little bit too much in the 2 minute, but that's just personal taste. Any idea why Kiki isn't playing more? John, I wish I knew. I'd play him over Lancaster myself. I think Lancaster had a really excellent rookie year. I think he's really plateaued this season. I would love to see what Kiki can do. But they like the rotation they've got at the moment. I can see Mitch Trubisky scrambling like crazy. I am interested to see how they play him. I mean, clearly, he ran all over the Cowboys. Interested to see how Pettine tries to respond and or mitigate those. Gary needs to play more. He showed out versus the Redskins. I agree, Isaiah. I think he played 13 snaps, and most of them were pretty damn good. I'd like to see him on the field a little more. Did you see that pass to Lazard in the slot? It was so clean. Rodgers threw the ball before he got there. Sign of trust. Lazard going to be a legit number two. I think he's a number two right now. Everyone talking about they need a number two wide receiver. They got a number two wide receiver. His name is Alan Lazard. Now, you can quibble with, like, play time and Geronimo Allison's playing too much and blah, blah, blah. But Lazard's as good as anybody else at number two in this league. He can get it done. He just needs production. He just needs plays called for him. I mean, there was that one play where Rodgers stepped up in the pocket and ended up getting sacked, but he's wide open, screaming wide open. Guy's there. Guy's ready. Just needs, you know, get a chance to produce. Aaron always trying home runs. He's not throwing underneath enough. Very frustrating. Yeah, I mean, you live with the sword, die by the sword, right? And we all love it when they're throwing deep and points are on the board, etc. And it's not so fun when he's doing what you're talking about there. The change of assistant coaches helped lead to the acquisitions of our free agents because of the new connections around the league. Yes and no. I mean, I think there was definitely sounding board material there from the new coaches, guys like Mike Smith. But ultimately, that work is done by Gutekunst and his staff more than anybody else, not so much the assistant coaches. Rick Ward, thanks for the super chat. Nice to have returner with some balls. I mean, north and south. It's just great to see returner going north and south for a change rather than east and west. Down with that. Chad, thanks for the super chat. Is the illusion of complexity just vanilla offense? I tell you what, it's looked damn vanilla these last 2 weeks. Now, maybe that's because of who they were playing, but I'm with you. And hey, Aaron Jones's own damn brother tweeted it against the Giants. Packers offense is so predictable. That's a verbatim quote. So, you know, it's not you just imagining it. Now, again, maybe it's because of who they were playing. They didn't want to show a whole lot, but it has been very frustrating these last couple weeks. 50-play script? Well, maybe. Trade for OBJ. They can't, Houston. They can't trade for OBJ right now. The trade deadline is passed. Give that up for this season. Off season? Who knows? Speaking of living and dying by the sword, do you feel like Adams does that juking move too much rather than just taking off? No. All right, I'll take one or two more here, and then I got to jump. Nags, who will Mac face off with, or will the Bears spread him around? They'll move him around a bit. I think he'll go up against Bulaga quite a bit. if past games are any indication. But they will bounce him back and back and forth, no doubt about it. And they'll even rush him in the A-gap on occasion. Would you rather sign OBJ, have to be trade for OBJ in the offseason, or two young receivers trending in the right direction? That's pretty generic. Who are the two receivers? Where are they coming from? Are they drafting them? Are they free agents? What is it? You know, maybe a little bit more than that. Think they re-sign Martinez? No, I don't. I think the market is pointing in the direction of a Martinez exit. And maybe the Packers make a below-market offer. I don't think Martinez will take it. I think he'll get PAID paid in the offseason. And with that, I'm going to jump. But before I do, I'm going to let you know, because I know you guys, you want fresh deals. Festival Foods makes it easy. With their weekly ad, you can browse new sale items and coupons by picking the ad up in stores and viewing it online. And when you're ready to check out, have an associate scan the ad. All the coupons will be applied so you can say goodbye to cutting out coupons. Check out Festival Foods weekly ad every Wednesday for new deals at festfoods.com/weekly ad. That's festfoods.com/weekly ad. And hey, you're here, so hit like, hit subscribe. Tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Packer Transplants is back tomorrow, 5 p.m. Corey and I wrecking stuff, getting ready for Bears week. Be there, be square, go Pack, go. Guys, have a good night.